2016 was a record year for U.S. pork exports to Central America, with exports increasing not only to the mainstay markets of Honduras and Guatemala, but to all seven Central American countries, six of which are now top 20 destinations for U.S. pork. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Gerardo Rodriguez, USMEF Marketing Director in the region, says each country has its own challenges and requires its own unique approach.
We have, obviously, the leading markets, such as Honduras, such as Guatemala. But at the same time, we need to go to the different markets among the region. So we don't have one specific strategy for the whole region. So we can do a tailor-made strategy with them and try to be as effective as we can. The fact that we have been having success in other markets, such as Nicaragua, as an example, which is a small market, but it has been growing in a tremendous way. Why is that? Because we are there. We are working directly with importers. The same thing happens in El Salvador. The same thing happens in Costa Rica and in Panama.
Lower import duties achieved as a result of free trade agreements and larger U.S. pork supplies are contributing to export growth.
The different countries, they have different duties at this point, but it's moving forward. And the amount of tariff that is being paid at this point over quota is being reducing every time. So they have been able to be more reachable. And more products coming from the U.S. packers, from our companies, our traders, in which it becomes an opportunity for them to develop in the different channels that we're selling in each of these countries.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.